Greg, last summer you decided you were more pessimistic about the economy. Instead of a 5 to 10 year recovery, you figured it would take 10 to 15 years for the economy to recover. Here we are a year later. Have you changed your mind at all?
Well, in a sense I have. I no longer feel that 10 to 15 is the proper range. I'm going with 9 to 14 since we're a year later.
Okay. So you're not seeing any real changes there. It still looks like a long haul ahead of us.
You know, we've done some things on one side that are definitely improved, but on the other side, if anything, the bad things have worsened.
How so?
Well, the economic indicators are improving, but they're not improving fast enough. We're just, the hole was so deep that we're still struggling up the side, up the walls of that hole, and we just can't seem to get to the top. And I'm real concerned that while the numbers are improved, they're just not improving fast enough.
Well, it sounds to me like what I hear from a lot of other analysts is that this wasn't a normal recession. This was a real big blow to the economy, and that's why it's going to take longer.
The effects have just been amazing. You have consumers that are still afraid to spend a lot of money. You have corporations sitting on $2 trillion because they're not getting enough orders because the people aren't buying stuff. It is a pretty weak economy.
It seems like we've had at least a little bit of optimism lately, but is that just sort of a false optimism?
I don't think it's false per se because some of the indicators we've lowered unemployment from where it was a year ago. Our economic indicators are up. One of the best indications of a healthy economy is the stock market. It's a leading indicator, and it's doubled in the last 3 years. So things on certain sets of fronts are improving, but not fast enough.
Well, what about Europe? I've seen a lot of days where the market goes up, it goes down, all depending on just what the latest word or rumor from Europe was.
And I think that's the game changer. A year ago, the words total collapse were unthinkable. Nobody even considered that they were talking about Greece. Maybe Greece was in trouble, but that was about it. Now it's common for people to talk about a total collapse. And the United States has so many ties to Europe that we would be in a much worse difficulty if Europe worsens.
So still a long way to go before we see this economy recover, at least from your point of view. Any advice to those of us trying to cope?
I'd just continue to be financially conservative. I wouldn't take on great debt or anything like that right now. I'd say consumers should hope for the best, prepare otherwise.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.